Fly fishing is one of those activities where the rest of the world disappears, and your focus is on the act itself. Get the fly to the right distance from you, start the cast with a very short line and gradually release more, increasing the size of the loops, keep that elbow up, watch the back cast, mind the wind, select the target, realize your loops have gotten out of control and that sharp hooked fly has just become a liability, desperately thrust the rod forward and attempt to pull off a last second supercast, and hear the sad plop of a fly hitting the water 3 meters in front of you.
Fuck.
Then just do that for another 3 hours. Or in my case, 4 days. When we last left off, I was just starting my fly fishing journey. In this episode, we'll cover the other 4 days of the Hardways trip to Karoolskraal, a fly fishing camp near Witsand in the Western Cape. In case you didn't catch episode 1, the summary is that me, Thomas, Ryan, Sergio, and PJ headed to Karoolskraal for a 5-day hunt for grunter and cob. When we last left off, it was time for an evening of fishing on day 1. Here's what that sounds like.
It's a beautiful evening. The sun is just coming out from behind a little cloud. It's been kind of shining down a silver light on the water, which is now turning more yellow as we go towards dusk. I'm pulling my little fly back to the rod. It's now here. And now you can enjoy the sound of me casting.
Eventually, we gave up on the grunters and hiked back to the cob ledges near the camp. As the stars came out, we heard and saw no trace of fish. So we headed back to the camp for dinner and the most essential element of a weekend away, talking shit and sharing stories. One of the things I learned or relearned in 5 days of not catching a fish was the importance of story time to a tribe. If you look at a 3-hour drinking session around the fire, most of it will be taken up by someone telling a story, a reaction from various members of the crowd, and a link into the next story, with occasional leaps into politics of the day, great movies or TV shows, and random trivia. I think the 3 legs on the wooden stool of friendship are time spent together, ups and downs experienced together, and stories shared. And I guess stories are a vicarious form of experience anyway. The pandemic took a lot of that away from us for a long time, and it damaged us. The energy around the fire was something I realized I'd missed very much.
So the guy drives up to this farm gate that I have now opened, and he has a little whistle. He just says, and the dog jumps off, runs to the gate. There's a tennis ball attached to a cable. Clever. And he grabs the tennis ball and opens the gate for the fucking news.
That's yes.
No joke. Fuck, he drives through.
I'll tell you that story.
Yeah. And he drives through.
But he's got...
And the gate... Then has a little spring load, I think, or the dog closes the gate. Okay. And then he goes, and the other dog jumps off, and they go grab the sheep.
Yes.
There's like 20 sheep.
Yeah.
Grabs the sheep, herds them to the other gate. Dog opens the gate. Yes. I'm sitting on the hill watching this. I'm like, what the fuck? Opens the gate, pushes the sheep back, closes the gate. They jump, and he goes... Back onto the truck.
Drives him home in the car.
Yeah. Pulls him a brand new car. And he drives up to me. And I'm like, what the fuck just happened? Like, the dogs opened the gates. They got the sheep in. He never got out the driver's seat.
Fuck, that's amazing.
He's like, oh, they're fucking dogs. Yeah. That's what they do.
Yeah. I'm going to go in with one thing.
Can't just bring back car damage.
Yeah. How was it? Your car sucks. Okay.
But it wasn't worth it. Did you catch anything?
I don't know. You haven't seen your car yet.
It's the worst idea I've ever heard of. You go out, dress up all cool, and then...
And then you get surf.
Fuck it. Foam.
Are there really people on Earth like this? That are just like... They have one beer and they're like, I want to fight someone.
It's more than one beer.
And it's like, how about that guy? It's like, no, he doesn't, it's no one knows
him. It's more than one
him.
Beer, but yes.
And also more than one, also more than one person.
Dude, yeah. There's a ton of people. I can show you scars over my whole face for this shit. Dude.
Fucking hell, man. That's
crazy. They actually go out and that's their main goal. You're going to push the
same. Are you one of those people that fly Emirates and watch Friends?
Yeah.
Fuck, I hate you. Fuck, I hate you. All the windows are down and somebody's watching Friends like, Joey. Like, fuck.
That's it. If in 3 minutes she's on her phone, I know, okay, we're never going to watch it. We're never watching the show again because like, it needs to entertain her immediately.
It's so stressful.
Or it's just fucking, or it's just over.
my friend screened his horror movie there. And it's like a horror festival. Well, not festival, people come by, you know. And we're sitting there, the movie starts, and it's a slow start because some horror movies need to build the characters. Mm. Why is the blonde the football player and the this and the that? We're 10 minutes into the movie. The agents are sitting there like, on the phone, gets up. Yeah, I was just there, I was shit. Walking out. The director's sitting next to me. Half the cinema just walked out. Spearfishing in Mozambique, it's like, I mean, you need a boat with you to reel in your stuff. Yeah. Like, you can't hang around. So like,
oh, really? Is it like...
No, when you shoot it, you dart to the top, you throw the line to the boat, and they just reel in it as fast as they can. And the sharks come. You can see them coming like
really?
Behind. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
Lost many, many a fish like that.
Not a fuck you'd catch me in there.
That night, I poured myself into my tent at about 10 p.m. The stars were out in force, there was a light breeze, and the temperature dropped to about 5 degrees. My tent was equipped with a very comfy cot bed, and I slept like a baby, knowing that a baby wouldn't be waking me up at 5:30 a.m. the next morning. I woke up at 5:30 a.m. anyway, cursed my stupid brain, and we all set out after breakfast with a spring in our step and a can-do attitude.
Day 2 of the great fish hunt. It is about 8 o'clock in the morning and we are setting out across the riverside, just walking along the low tide kind of beach of rocks and fronds and things, and we're heading out looking for grunters, I believe. Everyone had a very fun time last night, drinks and revelry and a wonderful poiki course, and yesterday's catch tally was only one small cob, so today hopes are high. Grunter fishing day 2, just started the day. Some birds flying around, there's a bit of a breeze. We're casting a little bit into the wind here. Tide is pretty low, and overall I would say that my casting has improved overnight. They're all around us now. Right, this is going to be a winner. I can feel it. This one out here definitely wants a delicious fly. This cast is definitely the one. Once you cast them in with the grunter that's right next to me, just put it right where he was. Just going to start slowly pulling in this prawn fly. Swims like a little prawn. It's articulated two pieces, two hooks that are barbless because Andre flattens the barbs. Sergio has just seen some action, that's why I paused. Okay, let's try again.
Here, without commentary, are the peaks and troughs of optimism and energy, the moments of fun and excitement, and the slow erosion of hope in the face of 4 days of empty lines, gusty winds, and stupid bastard fish.
Back at it. Just starting a new file. Still casting, still fish jumping around, looking sexy. Absolutely refusing to get on the hook. Ooh, feet are getting a bit fatigued standing in this mud. I'm wearing those terrifying Vibram Five Fingers, the shoes with little toe pockets. My wife hates them. Oh, it's nice just to be out here, though.
It's an Iron Man. It's stunning. I mean, look at that.
It's beautiful, hey? Yeah, I love it.
It doesn't get better than that. But you just got to keep going.
That's he's on.
Good. Who? Henke?
Who is that? Is that Henke? You on? Cobb. Henke's got a cob. He's got a catch. Ah, Tom got a grunter. All right, we have moved position. And now we are still trying to catch some fucking fish. Morning session, taking a break. It has been a quiet morning. I have had no luck. There's been lots of fish around us, but none of them going for our lures. We're not, you know, particularly good at casting those lures, but still frustrating. Beautiful to be out here though. I'm sitting on a log on the side of the river. I'm watching Sergio cast. Pulled a tick off my wrist earlier. Lots of fun. Yeah, I'm just quite physically tired actually of casting. So I'm taking a little break. Sergio battles onwards. Fucking horsefly, piece of shit on my leg.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
But it's just going in quiet, eh?
Yeah, and it's unbelievable.
But also the flash, I mean, like from, I was like, okay, now the fish, are, it's just like a switch.
Yeah.
No more tails.
Yeah.
And nothing. Just poof, like it was last night.
Yeah. And it's being tired, eh?
This is the final check-in for day two. So today was a tough one. We fished until 1:30. Tom caught one small grunter. The rest of us nothing, even though they were all around us. And then in the afternoon, the wind came up, howling wind, couldn't cast into it. So I went for a nap and then joined the Bulls game later, which was a lot of fun. Food is amazing. The company's excellent. Drinks are great. Just the fish aren't really cooperating right now. So tomorrow morning, we're going to wake up, have breakfast at 7:30, head back out and give it another crack. And hopefully we'll see some results tomorrow. Overall, still a great day. That's the thing about fishing, you know. You can stand there all day not catching anything and still have a pretty good time. I'm trekking out just a smidge earlier than everyone else who's still in bed, except for PJ, who's already here. I'm going to try and catch myself a little cob. Right, day three. Here we go. We've waded out and we're casting towards the shore with the wind behind us. I'm wearing a much louder jacket today, so that doesn't get in the way. If you hear me talking to myself, I'm recording over here. All right, we're probably about an hour in, still fuck all. Seen a couple of tails and a whole bunch of nothing. Dude, if you go over there and smash about 100 fish, I'll be happy for you, actually.
I'm just one of us to get
some. Exactly, as long as someone gets some action, it's all good. Not seeing a lot of tailing action thus far. So it turns out fish are f***ing assholes. Day three. Hour 4000. We're fishing for grunter. In towards the coast. Oh my god, sitting down is amazing.
It could have been a lot worse. We were out in nature with friends, and that's better than doom scrolling on your phone. For example, I recorded some wonderful bird sound.
Day four, 9 o'clock in the morning, currently wading across the sand flat. Tide's going out, so it's gonna help us cast into the channel a little bit more. Hopefully looking for the bigger grunters, although frankly, I'll take fucking anything. This morning I woke up with a tick behind my beard, just under my ear, which Ryan helpfully found and pulled off. So that was charming. A little update here. I think it's probably around 10:30, 11. No fish yet. The tide is still going down and I saw a few pancakes, little mud blooms in the water quite close to me. And I cast in that direction and kind of worked the area, but to no avail. As fishing results go, it has not been glorious. I'd really like to catch one before I go. Right, getting on towards lunch on the fourth day. I've now switched to a cob rod and we continue to cast our lines into the emptiness of possibility, playing the lottery with fish. Some of the boats at least have decided that this is bullshit and have headed off. I've really come to hate boat people, even though they've done nothing. Hey!
As I get out the water.
Wow. Is it Henke again?
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
okay, fucking hope springs eternal. Suddenly.
And just make sure that the photos make it look smaller than mine.
Yeah,
so I'm
just shooting a photo of its arm.
Yeah,
you could also, if it looks bigger, just say that it was your fish.
Wow, he's a pretty little guy. Chill, he's fine.
I mean, that's one big spot
there. That's the,
and there's another little one.
And you
there.
Check the, on the gill cover there. Mm-hmm. That's a false kick. That's fucking like a there. Razor.
That, oh, hectic.
That little thing there.
Yeah. It's like.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
But it's that up there that knows you.
Wow.
Thank you, beautiful.
Boy, thanks.
Yeah, like that.
Other way, buddy.
We must go catch a leary.
Fuck. Oh, yeah.
This is very confused.
Go catch a leary.
Fuck.
Oh, well played, mate. Very awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Hey,
shot.
Day 5 dawned, and before we headed out for a final stab in the dark, I sat down with Tom to talk about the experience.
So, day 5, we're about to go out for our last session.
Mm.
Is that also your hip flask?
Which one? This one?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So you brought 2 hip flasks.
Well, it was for, yes.
Okay.
I have no excuse. I'm just going to... This one's full though.
Okay.
I was left by the fire last night all by myself. And
you have like epic levels of Kaya ability.
Yes. That's why I was saying that night I ninja bombed was really unplanned. I usually am
You just like
standing.
Crashed.
Yeah.
But I mean, in general, you'd like sit out here until midnight and shit. It's mad.
It was quite nice at the end. I put the light off and you just fire and you just chill. I love it. I love getting out. Like we've spoken about on the podcast before. Like I really love just being alone. Mm. It's not that I hate people.
It's just awesome to be alone sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's chilled.
Yeah.
Just put the phone away. And I think that's what weekends like this definitely gets you. You know, even though there is reception here, I was on my phone very little. You're busy. And I was fishing for, I don't know, maybe 40 minutes, an hour. And I was like, what have you been thinking about in the last 40 minutes? And it was nothing.
Nothing,
it was just fishing. Exactly. Or whatever, you know, water. Yeah, it wasn't like...
Fucking shit cast.
Yeah. That was, it was just, I was blanked.
Yeah.
I just blanked out and it's great.
And you have currently got a grunter on your record, yeah?
Yes, yeah.
How big was that guy?
I mean, 2-3 meters.
Nice.
Minimum.
Nice.
I mean, we didn't measure it. It was that small. No, it was a little baby, but it was bloody exciting. It's my first saltwater fish on a fly. Yeah, but even like just before we got that one, you know, we saw the tails and the pancakes and we were like casting and nothing happened. And there was just this one little hit on it. And me and Andre, both, your heart rate just goes up and it's just the game changer. You're so excited. And, even that little fish, it's not really, I guess later on it will become about the size, but it just, it didn't really matter.
Just to have a hit, absolutely.
You see the photos, it's like, I'm just like fucking smiling, I never smile.
Yeah. How do you philosophize or rationalize the lack of big ass fish? So what's the plan now?
You mean in life?
This morning. Let's not get too
deep. I was like, I'm going to a fishing shop and buying a lot of tackle, and I'm going to become a nerd and fish every day, quit my job. No, today I think we're going to go out. We're going to go out to Nivaland, and we're going to look for some grunters or see what the conditions are. And if that's not happening, we'll go over to the ledge and last try on cob.
Yeah. Last attempt.
Last attempt.
We'll have a little catch up with the results, positive and negative.
Yeah. So we should just record it now. Ah, oh, that wasn't a great day.
Yeah, that was tough, eh? Look, I mean, it's been 5 days, but...
So now we don't have to record later.
Friendship is magic, and we had a great time, so I'm not too sad about it.
Yeah, excellent, dude.
Cool.
Good luck.
Then we headed back out onto the water for our last session.
Day 5, morning session. Last chance, saloon. We done? Yeah, we're gonna walk back and everything. 3 more casts. I've got 2 more casts after this one.
giving it up as a not working thing. Well, that's it. 5 days of fishing, no fish for me. Fortunately, the other guys did, besides Sergio, catch at least one each, so they had a little bit of action, but overall, fishing-wise, very hard week.
So, what did I learn in 5 days of not catching a fish? I rediscovered the pleasures of the road trip, the camping braai, the cockprat, and the camaraderie. I learned to stand in a river for hours and let my mind wander back and forth with the tip of the fly rod, as thousands of internet memes were born and died without me ever seeing them. I can't honestly describe the benefits of going fishing better than our previous guest, Tudor Caradoc Davies, who is a writer and has thought about this for far longer than I have.
That moment of focus that you get when you're just trying to do something as simple as catch a fish, I'm not stressing about work or money or relationships or anything else. I actually get to switch off all of those other things that give us heart attacks and cancer and everything else. It's just, that is what it is for me. It's a release. It's an escape. It's, I mean, you know, people often say it's Zen, and I wouldn't know because I'm not some kind of Zen Buddhist, but I would imagine that makes complete sense.
Thanks for listening to What I Learned from 5 Days of Not Catching a Fish from the Hard Way Podcast. Thanks to Andre and Platon from Lucky Bastards, as well as Henke, our local expert who actually caught about 5 fish. And thanks, of course, to PJ, Danny, Ryan, Sergio, and Tom. It was a pleasure and an education spending time with you. If you've enjoyed this episode and the one before it, you can share it with your friends. If you don't have any friends or if they hate fly fishing, please drop us a short review on iTunes. Otherwise, we hope that this quick view into the experience of fly fishing will enthuse you to go out and do it yourself sometime soon. I had an amazing time, and you'll almost certainly catch more fish than I did. You can find Andre and Platon on Instagram, where their handle is themluckybastards. And of course, you can get all the best outdoor adventure gear at Just Like Papa in Harrington Street, Cape Town, or at justlikepapa.com. Congratulations, if you've listened this far, then you have reached the secret bonus track to these episodes. Here is all the cursing I did over 5 days of recording myself on the water.
Ow. Hit myself in the shoulder, but I'm fine. Didn't stick.
That was a terrible cast. I mean, just epically bad. Oh, fucking bastard.
Ah, oh, fuck. Ah, oh, you bastard.
The fuck?
Fuck.
Fuck. Oh, fuck me.
Bastard.
Fuck.
Ah, oh, you fuck.
Fuck me. Fuck me. Jesus Christ. Fucking hell.
You know what I'm learning? Fish are c***s.